He considered himself very, very fallen and very, very unfortunate. How is it I've taken birth at such a time I didn't get to see their pastimes? So crying and crying like this, Narahari Chakravarti, he fell down on the ground and he began rolling, just as Maharaj yesterday was speaking about the nature of Sankirtan. Sometimes the devotees we read in our Gaudiya literature that they roll on the ground. As Maharaj was saying, it's not something we artificially imitate. But in great ecstasy of love of God, Narahari Chakravarti, feeling so much intense separation and feeling such heartbreaking sorrow that he didn't have association with these devotees, he began rolling and rolling on the ground. And he rolled and rolled on the ground until he came to the temple of Gopishwar Mahadev in Vrindavan. When the Brajbasis saw his condition and how he was simply weeping and weeping and crying, everyone called, "Hey, come, see what's happening." All the Brajbasis became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. And then they saw on the body of Narahari Chakravarti all the symptoms known as Astasattvikara Bhav. The different bodily symptoms of ecstatic love of God. Finally, Narahari Chakravarti, he lost external consciousness. And in his trance of ecstasy, a very amazing thing happened. He was crying. He was lamenting, "Why I never had the opportunity to see Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur." Suddenly, in his trance of ecstasy, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur appeared before him. And he said, "My dear boy, my dear Narahari, why are you lamenting? Why are you crying? Just look around you. Don't you see what's here? Don't you see who's here? Just look here. Here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present right before you. And here is Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Advaita is here, Gadadhar, Shivas Pandit, Srinivas Acharya, Nautam Das Thakur, Shamananda Pandit, Haridas Thakur, Ramchandra Kaviraj. They're all here. Don't you see them? They're all doing Sankirtan, chanting and dancing." And Narahari Chakravarti, he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the members of the Panchatattva and all their associates dancing and chanting in a most ecstatic Sankirtan. At that time, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gave him a chamara. And Narahari Chakravarti began to offer that chamara, seva, to the Lord and his devotees. And standing there, tears are gushing out of his eyes. And he felt very intensely pained with ecstasy. Suddenly, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he noticed this Narahari, and he pointed at him. And he said, "Hey, Vishwanath, where did you find him?" Vishwanath, he took Nrisimha Chakravarti Thakur by the hand. And he said, "My Lord, he's a servant of this servant. Thus, he's your own humble servant." Because Nrisimha Chakravarti is the guru of Narahari Chakravarti. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu heard that, he smiled and he said, "Oh, he's in Ramachandra's group. Very nice." He said, "This Narahari, he's a fountain of prema." So then at that time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he grabbed Narahari Chakravarti very roughly. And he took and he threw him at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he forced Narahari Chakravarti to grab hold of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he picked Narahari up. And he said, "Here, Narahari, I'm giving you to Advaita." And he gave him to Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya, he said, "I'm no one. You should be given to Gadadhar." So then Advaita Acharya Prabhu gave him to Gadadhar Pandit. And then Gadadhar Pandit, he said, "Quit teasing me, making jokes like this. You should just roll on the ground and you should take hold of Srivas Pandit's feet." And he pushed him to Srivas Thakur. And then Srivas Thakur, he said, "Why are you giving him to me? Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they're giving Krishna Prem to everyone. You should go to them." So then Srivas Thakur took and shoved Narahari Chakravarti into the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. Then Rupa and Sanatan, they gave him the Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta gave him to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami gave him to Srinivasacharya. Srinivasacharya gave him to Ramchandra Kaviraj. And this way they passed him down, the Pamparampara, until finally they gave him to his own Guru Maharaj, Srila Nrisimha Chakravarti. And then Nrisimha Chakravarti took Narahari Chakravarti by the hand, and he brought him back to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And he gave him the Nittai. And then at that time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he said, now I'm very happy. Those people who try to come to me to some path separate from their Gurudev, I never accept them. And we never allow them to come in our association. They stay very, very far away. Such a rascal never gets the lotus feet of my Prabhu, Mahaprabhu. He says that anyone who disrespects their guru, they become a wicked rogue. So then at that time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he again abused Narahari. He took him by the head, and he stuck his head on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he told Mahaprabhu, he said, he's yours. Then Mahaprabhu, he laughed. And he said, hey, Narahari, you tell me, what do you see now? And Narahari just started crying and crying. Suddenly, Narahari Chakravarti had another vision. Everything suddenly changed. He no longer saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Nityananda and Advaita and the other devotees. Suddenly, he saw Vamsivat. And he saw a wonderful Kelly Kadamba tree there. And he saw the Jamuna with its sandy bank. And seated underneath that Kelly Kadamba tree on a Ratna Singhasan, on a very effulgent jeweled throne, he saw the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And they were surrounded by different cows and cowherd boys and gopis. And peacocks, different deer were there. And he saw the Vrindavan forest. And in that vision, he saw that Krishna was speaking to Srimati Radharani. And Krishna, he was speaking to Radhika with folded hands. And Krishna said, O Vrindavan Rani, O Radhe, you please give me your bhav. I want this thing. Krishna, he tells the gopis in the 10th canto, Napare ham niravadya samyujam, sasaru krityam vibudaya sapiva, yamabajam virjaya geya srinkalai, tam vichrayatad pratinatu saduna. He says that you've broken my promise. I made a promise. Yayatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bajamyaham. However someone approaches me, I always reciprocate with them accordingly. But I don't know how to reciprocate with you. I'm over my head. Because everyone else, they want something. It's said by the sadhus in Vrindavan, we've heard, and sadhus in Braj, that when you do Govardhan Parikrama and you're going around Govardhan Hill, that Giri Govardhan, he comes behind you in an invisible form, in a hidden form, and he follows you because he wants to see, what do you want? So we had to be very careful, as Burijan Prabhu was very wonderfully speaking about yesterday, what desires are coloring our consciousness. Because Krishna is in our heart, and He knows what we desire. Even if we're trying to deny those desires, Krishna knows what they are. And because we're doing bhajan for Him, we're chanting His names, Krishna wants to reciprocate. What can I do for them? What do they want? What do they really want? And He knows. But with the gopis, Krishna says, it's not possible. Napareham niravadya samyujam. You've broken my promise. There's no way that I can reciprocate with you because your love is so spotless. There's nothing that you want for yourself. Niravadya samyujam. So for this reason, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was praying to Radharani. Hey Radhe, I want your bhav. I want to taste your ecstasy. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes in the first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chiradhaya pranayo mahima kidriso vinayaiva swadhyo yena bhuta madhurima kidriso vamadhyaha sokyam jashyamananubhavada kidrisam viti lobhat tabhavaja samajani sachi garbha sindo harindo. That Krishna has come as the son of Sachimata to fulfill three desires that weren't fulfilled in Krishna Lila. For this reason, our Gaudiya Acharyas, they've described that there's no difference between Gaura Lila and Krishna Lila. Krishna Lila is Gaura Lila and Gaura Lila is Krishna Lila. There's no difference between the two. But there is some little distinction. Just like if you write a book and you finish writing the book is complete. But there's another subject matter which really needs to be said to fully explain the subject. Then you add that, that's known as an appendix, or in Sanskrit, a parishishta. So, Gaura Lila is an appendix of Krishna Lila. Krishna Lila wasn't complete. So he had to come again as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because these three desires weren't fulfilled in Krishna Lila. Those three desires are, he wanted to know, what is a pranaya mahima? And there's a very esoteric, deep purport to the word pranaya. If you look in the Embankment of Separation, you might read something about that. We won't go in that direction today. But he wanted to know, what is the glory of Radharani's love? Pranaya means love, but it's a particular type of love. Particular stage of love. He wanted to know, what is it that she sees in me? What is it she finds that's so attractive in me? And the third thing he wanted to know was, what is it that she relishes? Because Krishna, he's Rasika Shekhar. He enjoys all mellows. But this is one thing that he couldn't enjoy, that he couldn't relish. Because he has a position. He has an ontological position. Krishna is known as Priti Vishoy. He is the supreme object of worship. That's his job. We might say that's his position. Srimati Radharani, she's Priti Ashroy. She's the supreme abode of love for Krishna. And Krishna, he wanted to know, what is the Ashroy experience? What is the embodiment of love experience? But how can the object of love understand what the abode of love is experiencing? Therefore, to do that thing, he had to come with the mood and complexion. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. He's Krishna Swarup, but Radha Bhav and Dyuti, Radharani's mood and her complexion, they're covering Krishna. That's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna was praying to Radharani, and Narahari Chakravarti was seeing that thing. That Krishna was telling Radha, hey Radhe, I want your Bhav. I want to taste that thing. I want to sport with my devotees in the ecstasy of Krishna Prem. I want to go and chant Radhe, Radhe. I'll roll about on the ground. When Radharani heard this, her heart became very restless. And she grabbed Krishna's hand. And she firmly put Krishna's hand in her lap. And she told him, oh, hey, Prananath, oh, Lord of my life, why do you want to pry into the miserable bhav of this poor lady? What could you possibly find in my feverish emotions that attracts you? Besides, you should know what is the nature of my feelings. That if even for one moment I don't see you, then I feel as though a thunderbolt has struck me on the head. If you go away, I simply become stunned and I stand motionless with all my girlfriends, blankly gazing down the path. Just by seeing your lotus face, my heart is fulfilled. But if I can't see it, she said, then only Lalita knows what happens. Then Lalita Sakhi, who was there, she said, hey, listen, Kalachan Krishna. Radharani's eyes, they're always dancing, just like frisky wagtail birds. It's like sometimes you see birds, the way they're moving. Very frisky birds. Radharani's eyes are always moving like that. And she said that you're eternally mystified and captured by their playful movements. Such is Radharani's bhav, that even it captivates you. Maharaj was speaking something about this yesterday. How Krishna was defeated by Radharani. Radharani didn't have to challenge him to arm wrestling. She didn't take a stick. All that she had to do was just move her eye a little bit and glance, set her sidelong glance upon Krishna. And immediately Krishna fell to the ground, defeated. So Lalita, she said that that person who says that Radharani's bhav can be expressed into words, what can I say about such a fool? He's trying to describe an ocean by talking about the water that's contained in a calf's hoof print. It's like yesterday Maharaj was so wonderfully describing about Srimati Radharani. And one of the points that he was making is that it's impossible to describe the love Srimati Radharani has for Krishna. She said that, what can I say about Radharani's bhav? There's nothing that I can say. Lalita Sakhi, she's saying, there's nothing I can tell you about it. All that I can say is that when you're gone, somehow or other, I have to take care of Radharani. Then when Krishna heard that thing, Krishna is known as Shyam Roy, blackish, beautiful Krishna, he smiled and he said, hey Lalita, you hear my pleading words. You please give me Radha Bhav. And you please clear me of my debt. Na pareham niravadya samyujam. Krishna was feeling it's a very heavy debt on my head. I have to do something. Lalita, she replied to Krishna. She said that, Krishna, you're the reservoir of all rasa. And Radhika, she's a reservoir of prem. Only you two know each other. And only you two can understand the meaning of your statements. When Radharani heard Lalita Sakhi's words, she took Krishna's other hand and she placed that in her lap. And she said, listen, Hari, how will you be able to tolerate all these painful conditions when you do Sankirtan? She said, when you're in my bhav, feeling separation from you, you're going to get so much pain. And you'll fall to the ground. And you'll roll in the dirt. How can I tolerate this? She said, therefore, you embrace this soul of mine in a very, very tight embrace. This is Pranaya Mahima. And at that time, my body will cover your body. And that way, you'll be able to tolerate this rolling on the ground. Otherwise, your body is so soft. Your body is as soft as very soft melted butter. How will it be able to endure this rolling about on the ground? So, Krishna, he replied to her. He said, listen, Radhe. I'll do this thing. And doing this, I'll go and I'll distribute the sweetness of the nectar of our mutual prem, even to the most sinful persons. So then, Narahari Chakravarti, he saw another thing. Suddenly he saw Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. He saw Radha and Krishna suddenly become one as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sham Gaur. Suddenly, again he saw Navadvip Leela. The same devotees, the same cowherd boys, the same gopis and same cows and peacocks, and trees and everything were still there. But suddenly it was Gauralila, and they had different bodies. So then after some time, Narahari Chakravarti, he regained external consciousness. He began to sob and cry and cry. And that way, in that sobbing condition, he spent one entire day and night laying down in front of the deity of Gopishwar Mahadev, just crying and crying and weeping. At that time, all the Vaishnavas in Braj, they came to that place and they surrounded him. And in great ecstasy and great happiness, they called out, Ganesham! Ganesham! Ganesham is the name for Narahari. And suddenly Narahari Chakravarti, he jumped up And like a mad person, he started dancing very, very ecstatically. When all the assembled Vaishnavas saw that bliss of Narahari Chakravarti, they all began to exclaim, Prema is again manifest in Vrindavan. And he was so very, very happy. So therefore, for this reason, it's described by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, Adya piha chaitanya e sabalila kore jakone jahari kore drishti arikari. Gaura Lila is still going on today before us. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left this world by the time of Narahari Chakravarti. Maharaj, you can correct me, maybe, I think maybe 50 or 100 years, about 100 years, I think. Already he'd left this world. But he was having darshan of him. A similar story is also told by Narahari Chakravarti in Bhaktivedanta. It's also told by the disciple of Janavamata, Nityananda Das, in his book, Prema Vilas, about the festival at Kuturi Gram. This was the first Gaudiya Vaishnava Mela. Just like we're having such a nice Mela here. And we're getting such a wonderful opportunity to hear from Mother Jagatarini and Bharijan Prabhu and Sachinanda Maharaj, and getting some opportunity to associate with the Vaishnavas in this very sacred place. So there was a festival shortly after the time of the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's the first Gaura Purnima, which was officially observed by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Narahari Chakravarti was there, as was Janavamata, the divine consort of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. She was presiding over that assembly. Her son Birchandra was also present there. Ramachandra Kaviraj was present there. Gauridas Pandit was present. Srinivasacharya. Many, many of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who were still present in the world, they all came to that festival. And different devotees had different services. Srinivasacharya, he performed some deity installation. Janavamata, she was giving some lecture every day, speaking the glories of Gaura Katha and Krishna Katha. And they were having kirtan. Narottam Das Thakur was very, very famous for his kirtan. Not just because he was an expert musician. Sometimes we've heard that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would request devotees to sing kirtan, to lead kirtan, who were very, very bad singers. Who had a very bad voice. Because he wanted to impress upon the devotees that we're not just here for some music, for some musical entertainment, to hear some very nice, sweet sound. But we want to have something coming from the heart. So all the devotees, they recognize that Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he was the most expert in kirtan, both in terms of knowledge of the ragas and raginis and tals and external musical arrangements, but also on the internal level. He was very, very qualified. So Narottam Das Thakur, he began to do this kirtan there. And all of his associates, is described by Nityananda Das and Prema Vilas, they were playing different instruments. And everyone was very, very expert. And the kirtan was very, very concentrated. Narottam Das Thakur is given to our Gaudiya Parampara, which is known as Padyavali Kirtan, which has a certain krama or a certain sequence. We begin our kirtan by offering respects to Guru. And then after Guru, we offer respects to the Vaishnavas. Even though our Gurudev is a Vaishnava, still, he's very special for us. As Hanuman is described, Srinate Janaki Nate, Chabeda Paramatmani, Tatapi Mama Sarvasam, Rama Kamala Lochana. He says that I know that Srinath, Lakshmi Devi, and Sitanath, Lord Ramachandra, they're the same in terms of tattva. They're both Paramatma. But in my heart is only Lord Ramachandra. So in a similar way, our Gurudev, he's a Vaishnava. And we can worship all the Vaishnavas. But our Gurudev is very special for us, for each individual Vaishnava. So Narottam Das Thakur taught that in our kirtan, we begin by worshiping Guru. And then we offer respects to the Vaishnavas. After worshiping the Vaishnavas, then we worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Vande Guru Nisha Bhaktam Nisham Ishavatarakan Tat Prakasham Shachak Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Samnikam. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an extended subject. If we want to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we worship our Gurudev, because we understand that he's an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we worship the Vaishnavas, understanding them in that category. After worshipping Guru and Vaishnavas and Mahaprabhu, then Narottam would begin to sing Radha Krishna Kirtan. This is our krama, this is our sequence in Gaudiya Vaishnava Kirtan. So he began doing that kirtan in a very, very concentrated way, a very wonderful way. The mood of that kirtan was so deep, we can't describe it. But we can say that the devotees there, they all began to weep and feel great feelings of separation. And then suddenly a very amazing thing happened. In front of all the hundreds and hundreds of Vaishnavas who were present there at Kuturi Gram, suddenly they all saw present before them Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar Pandit, Shivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. They saw all the different associates of Mahaprabhu and the Lord Himself dancing in Sankirtan. And this went on for many hours. It wasn't just a flash, a brief momentary thing, but for many hours, they were all watching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can hardly imagine such a kirtan. And then suddenly, just as fast as they appeared, suddenly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates disappeared. And then the mood of the kirtan changed very tragically. And all the devotees began to cry in feelings of separation. So that kirtan continued for many, many hours. And then when it finally stopped, all the devotees, they came crying and they fell at the feet of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. And they said that you've made our life successful. By your mercy, we again got to have darshan of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu's. So this thing is possible. This thing is here. It's before us today. This is a practical thing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Himself. He's Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. He's coming to give Krishna Prem. But he's a different kind of avatar. He's Chana Avatar. He's known as Bhakta Roop. He's coming in the mood of a devotee. He's not accepting, generally, the worship of or the position of being Krishna. When the devotees would address him, they say, "Oh, Namo Narayan." Sometimes some persons, they would see Mahaprabhu. And because he was a sannyasi, the etiquette was they would say, "Namo Narayan." Mahab would say, no, I'm not Narayan." He put his fingers in his ears and he would run the other direction. Mahaprabhu didn't want to hear that thing because he was in the mood of a devotee. So then what is the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why did he come? Well, he came to give this Krishna prem and he came to relish this prem. We're not going to speak so much about this antaranga karan. There's a bahiranga karan and an antaranga karan. There's an internal reason and an external reason. We've touched briefly on the internal reason today. That internal reason for Mahaprabhu's appearance, that antaranga karan, is that he wanted to taste, to relish the love of Srimati Radharani. That's a very, very big subject. We won't go in that direction. Again, if you want to read something more about it, you can read in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita or this embankment of separation. You'll find some nice subjects on that topic. But today we're going to speak something more about this bahiranga karan, this external purpose, which was to give Krishna prema, to distribute Krishna prema to all, to everyone in this material world. It's described by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 10, text 56. Bhakti Kripa Korena Prabhu Etina Swarupe Sakshada Vishara Avirbhava Rupe. Kaviraj Goswami describes that Mahaprabhu distributed his mercy in three different ways. This is very important. We've come here. We say so many times that we want the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if we really want that mercy, we should consider, how can I get it? Where can I go? Where can I get that mercy? We should cry for that thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's teaching us how we should cry for that. In Antilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he describes, Prema dana vina vyarta daridra jivana dasa kori vetan more deha prema dana. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives a very beautiful explanation of this verse. Prema dana vina vyarta daridra jivana. He says that some people, they say that there's Dharida Narayan. But Lord Narayan, he's become a poor person. Gandhi, he coined this phrase, Dharida Narayan. Srila Prabhupada, he was a follower of Gandhi at one point, and he came before Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta convinced him that he should join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he says that some people say that Narayan is Dharidra. He's poor, but his Mahaprabhu was saying, no, Lord Narayan, he's not poor, man, but my life is poor. My life is useless. Therefore, I'm coming, I'm asking, I'm begging some alms. Just like the brahmacharis in Vedic culture, they'll go and they'll knock on the door of the householders and the lady will come and say, Bhomata Bhagavati Bhiksham Dehi. And they'll beg some grains, some beans and things. So Mahaprabhu, he's begging. Prema dana vina vyarta darida jivana. He said, my life is very, very poor, it's useless. So I'm coming and I'm praying. You please give me this prema dana. And he says that, you please accept me as your servant. And I don't require any wage. You don't have to worry, am I very expensive or not. The only money that I want from you is you give me this Krishna prema. So he's teaching us that this is the mood that we should come in. It's not enough just to simply come and do some external things. Those things are also good. And we get some bhakti umukhi sukriti. We get some benefit from that before initiation. And after initiation, we begin to get something else. But we shouldn't perform our devotional practices merely in an external way. Mahaprabhu is teaching us we have to go very, very deep internally. So we have to cry to Mahaprabhu. We want this mercy that he's coming to give. But where is it? How do we get it? Bhakti Kripa Korin Prabhu Etini Swarup. He bestows his mercy in three different ways, three different features. Sakshat Avesh or Avirbhava Rup. He does it with his own appearance, Sakshat. Just as he manifested in the Kirtan of Narottam Das Thakur. He manifests his prowess within someone. That's known as Avesh. Just like Nishingananda Brahmachari. It's said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared in the body of Nishingananda Brahmachari. And Mahaprabhu was giving his ecstatic prema through Nishingananda Brahmachari. It's described that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, that people, just upon seeing him, they would become filled with Krishna prema. And then they would go and they would embrace someone else and then that person would become full of prema. And then whoever they would embrace, they would also get prema. So he would distribute in that way. That's his avesh. And his manifestation is avirbhav. Coming in the form of his devotees. Kaviraj Goswami describes more. Sakshate sakula bhakta deki nirvisesha nakula brahmachari dehi prabhuravesha. The appearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in every devotee's presence is called sakshat. His appearance And Nakula Brahmachari is a symptom of special prowess as an example of a Vesh. Vesh means like in the form of an avatar, like a Vesh avatar. Tanhate haila chaitanyera avirbhav alokika aichi praburone kaswabhav. In the body of Nakula Das Brahmachari, there are different symptoms of avirbhav, the Lord's manifestation. And such appearances are uncommon. But Mahaprabhu, he displayed many such pastimes through his different features. So, we should have this faith. That verse is from Adi Lila, chapter 10, text 57. 56, 57, 58, 59, in fact. So this is our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. We didn't miss the boat, Kajabi, Kajabi Bai, Bhava Sindhu Par. That boat is still here. It's still present before us. We should understand it. This is a very, very special boat. Amara Gauranga Gate, Adana Ke Bai. This Gauranga God is a very, very special God. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's left his devotees behind. And we can come and associate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by associating with his devotees. And we can directly see Mahaprabhu, just as Narahari Chakravarti did, just as the devotees did in the assembly with Narottam Das Thakur. That thing is also possible. Anything is possible in this line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll stop there. Stop here for a few minutes so everyone can take a little break and stretch their legs. And when we come back, we'd like to say a few more words about Sadhu Sangha and about how do we get Sadhu Sangha. This is a very often asked question. Sometimes devotees, they say, oh, there's no sadhus in that place. If you want a sadhu, you have to come to my place. You have to go here. You have to go there. People have so many different ideas. Who's a sadhu? Where's a sadhu? How do we get a sadhu? How do we get Sadhu Sangha? How do we get association of these associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is an all-important question that we'd like to try to address this when we return. Sri Sachinandana Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Bo Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Samabeda Bhakta Bind ki jai, Gop Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.